When I got off the plane at LAX 3 decades ago, I knew exactly 2 people in Los Angeles. One was a college buddy writing spec scripts for Star Trek The Next Generation, the other a family friend working for the National Enquirer on the Michael Jackson and Bubbles beat. Bubbles was then Michael's boon companion and a chimpanzee. I had moved west for grad school, and for the first 6 months, I couldn't tell what I thought about my new hometown. I bought a Volkswagen with an underpowered diesel engine from 2 Germans who needed to fly back to Berlin the next day. They started at $2,000 and settled for the $500 I had on hand. 2 weeks later, I was the 3rd car in the queue to make a left on yellow. Okay, when I was ready to turn, it was red. And an LAPD motorcycle cop pulled me over. He looked straight out of Central Casting, peering at my New York State driver's license through mirrored sunglasses and over a luxurious mustache. He said unsmilingly, "Welcome to L.A. You'll learn." He was right. I learned that Los Angeles fascinated me on every level, from the way the last bit of sunlight flares out on a summer night behind the Santa Monica Mountains, to how people on the West Coast wear their learning more lightly than I was used to. I learned the ways that constant good weather alters the psyche. I learned that the place I'd moved to, hoping it would have so little history that I might have a chance to make some myself, instead rewarded constant digging and curiosity. I learned that the Formosa Cafe, a bar on Santa Monica Boulevard, still had a floor safe under one of the tables installed by famed gangster Benjamin Bugsy Siegel. I learned that there'd been a utopian socialist commune in the Antelope Valley Desert near Palmdale a century ago, and that there are cloistered nuns just below the Hollywood sign. I learned that the novelist John Retchie penned one of the first great novels about male hustlers out of his experiences in downtown's Pershing Square, and that the anarcho-communist Flores Magón brothers fomented rebellion in their native Mexico from Edendale, a long-forgotten neighborhood now absorbed into Silver Lake and Echo Park. I learned that Southern California has a wealth of architectural intelligence deployed on single-family homes and an anemic system of public parks, and that these 2 facts are not coincidental. I learned that San Francisco's Summer of Love could have taken place in Los Angeles if the cops and the sheriffs hadn't railroaded the city's best musicians out of town in the mid-60s. I learned that John McLaughlin, one of the great hard-edged L.A. abstractionists of the 1950s, created such uniformly sized paintings because he bought his canvases pre-stretched from the art department at Sears. At 40, I learned how to surf. I learned that the more I thought about what made Los Angeles unique, the more unique it became to me. I co-organized a conference on how space itself can be scripted and ended up leading bus tours of the city that tried to decipher those scripts. I taught a seminar on rebranding Los Angeles. I spent a year at the Huntington Library going through the archives, looking for tissue that would connect everything I was learning. I came to realize that the only way to understand the city, at least for me, was to weave stories about it, and like Scheherazade, to keep weaving as if my life depended on it. The stories that follow reimagine Los Angeles, creating a series of internal connections between the disparate, but also around common themes. Each chapter is a narrative unto itself, but there are threads that connect one essay to another. Characters return in different guises. Landscapes get retraced. Familiar locales take on new attributes. Correlations build. The web works of Los Angeles-based artist Pei White have been an inspiration. White would search her grandmother's garden in Pasadena for the largest, most labyrinthine spider webs she could find, slide colored paper behind them, spray them with fixative, and frame the results in a spare, modernist style. Like alchemy, White's simple process transmutes nature into culture and reminds us that nothing stands in isolation, that connection is the way of the world. The old line about Hollywood the industry, scratch the phony tinsel and you'll find real tinsel underneath, has tended to apply to too much writing about Los Angeles, the place. L.A. is a real place, after all, not just a back lot, with real stories that are more complex, contradictory, and compelling than anything that ever made it to the screen. These are the stories that follow, and they are for the people who live in the city, but also those who don't but are drawn to its legends.